Hello, and welcome to the Mind Fitness Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Ursh, and my role as your mentor is to help fuel, feed, and grow your brain to enable you to live your best life. That's right, I want to help you create your life by design. As the owner of New Zealand's longest running women's gym and health and wellness coach for over 22 years, I've had the privilege of helping thousands of women transform their bodies. And what I've learnt is the key to all success starts with transforming your thinking. My mission for this podcast is to enlighten and brighten your day. Look at us, episode 7 already. Haven't we done well? Today's episode is what's the big deal about meditation. Before we get started, I just wanted to do a huge shout out to everybody that shared on their socials last week. I was blown away by the amount of people that took time out of their day to private message me to share what specifically they loved about last week's episode. And because of the wonderful feedback I've been receiving from this podcast, I decided to do a bonus session on Friday night, which was here in New Zealand, a full moon journaling ceremony. So if you're asking yourself, a what? It was a full moon journaling ceremony. So jump back to episode 6 so that you can have a go. All you need is a pen and a piece of paper and a little bit of curiosity. It's all about releasing the old and bringing on the new. So moving on to today's episode, I want to dedicate this specific one to my clinical psychologist. In full transparency, I don't remember her name. It was 23 years ago though. So, you know, it's to be expected, right? I want to dedicate this episode to her because she was the first person that introduced me to meditation. And between you and I, when she first told me, as part of my recovery, I had to start doing meditation, I thought she was loopy. So in this episode, we're going to go over the benefits of meditation and 3 simple steps to get you started. So what is meditation? Well, let me start by saying what it isn't. It is not just for the yogis. It is not just for the spiritual. It is not just for the hippies. It is not just for the calm and relaxed. And to be honest, these people probably don't need it. They've been practicing it for years. Gosh, I just thought, I've been practicing it for years too. Why am I not a hippie? Why am I not a yogi? I may not be a hippie or a yogi, but I am definitely more present and I am way more relaxed than what I was 23 years ago. And a huge part of that has to do with my meditation practice. Let's look at meditation. It's a technique that's been used for thousands of years and it's helped to develop the awareness of being present in the moment. It can involve practices to sharpen focus and attention, connect to the body and breath, develop acceptance of difficult emotions, and even alter consciousness. It's been shown to offer a number of physical and psychological benefits like stress reduction and improved immunity. While many spiritual traditions include meditation as a part of their teaching and practices, the technique itself doesn't belong to any particular religion or faith. Though ancient in origin, it's still practiced today in cultures all over the world to create a sense of peace, calm, and inner harmony. Although there isn't really a right or wrong way to meditate, it's important to find a practice that meets your needs. This has to work for you. So I'm going to encourage you to find a style that works specifically for you. So let's go through a few examples. We'll start with mindfulness meditation. So mindful meditation originates from Buddhist teachings, and it is the most popular and researched form of meditation in the West. In mindfulness meditation, you pay attention to your thoughts as they pass through your mind. You don't judge the thought or become involved with them. You simply observe and take note of any pattern. This practice combines concentration with awareness. You may find it helpful to focus on an object or your breath while you observe any bodily sensations, thoughts, or feelings. Another option is spiritual meditation. Spiritual meditation is used in nearly all religions and spiritual traditions. The types of spiritual meditation are as diverse as the world's spiritual traditions themselves. This meditation can be practiced at home or in a place of worship. The practice is beneficial for those who seek spiritual growth and a deeper connection to a higher power or spiritual force. Another option is focused meditation. Focused meditation involves concentration using the 5 senses. For example, you can focus on something internal, like your breath, or you can bring an external influence that helps focus your attention. This practice may be simple in theory, but it can be difficult for beginners to hold their focus for longer than a few minutes at first. If the mind does wander, simply come back to the practice and refocus. As the name suggests, this practice is ideal for anyone who wants to sharpen their focus and their attention. I want to really share with you the movement meditation one. I had never heard of this until about 5 years ago. So the movement meditation, although most people think of yoga when they hear movement meditation, this practice may include walking, gardening, qigong, tai chi, and other gentle forms of movement. This is an active form of meditation where the movement guides you into a deeper connection with your body and the present moment. Movement meditation is good for people who find peace in action and want to develop body awareness. In the last 12 months, I've also been playing in the mantra meditation arena. Mantra meditation is prominent in many teachings, including Hindu and Buddhist traditions. This type of meditation uses a repetitive sound to clear the mind. It can be a word, phrase, or sound. One of the most common being Om. Your mantra can be spoken loudly or quietly. After chanting the mantra for some time, you'll be more alert and in tune with your environment. This allows you to experience deeper levels of awareness. Some people enjoy mantra meditation because they find it easier to focus on a word rather than on their breath. Others enjoy feeling the vibration of the sound in their body. It's also a good practice for people who don't like silence and enjoy repetition. And the last two I want to talk about is progressive relaxation and visualization meditation. So progressive relaxation is also known as the body scan meditation. Progressive relaxation is a practice aimed at reducing tension in the body and promoting relaxation. Oftentimes, this form of meditation involves slowly tightening and relaxing one muscle group at a time throughout the body. In some cases, it may also encourage you to imagine a gentle wave flowing through your body to help release any tension. This form of meditation is often used to relieve stress and unwind before bedtime. And the last one, visualization meditation. Now that's a technique focused on enhancing feelings of relaxation, peace, and calmness by visualizing positive scenes, images, and figures. This practice involves imagining a scene vividly and using all five senses to add as much detail as possible. It can also involve holding a beloved or honored figure in mind with the intention of embodying their qualities. Another form of visualization meditation involves imagining yourself succeeding at a specific goal, which is intended to increase your focus and motivation. Many people use visualization meditation to boost their mood, reduce stress levels, and promote inner peace. Have you ever tried a meditation and almost turned your nose up and thought, that's not for me? I can't stop for 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 50 minutes. My thoughts are so fast, they're so racy. I just can't stop for that long. Maybe you think I can't do it. Maybe you think, like I did, it was stupid and a waste of time. Maybe you think it won't work for you. So if you said yes to any of those questions I just asked, then guess what? You need meditation, just like I need meditation, because we need to slow our brains down. We need to stop the overwhelm, the procrastination. Those 70,000 thoughts a day need to be slowed down. In fact, it's crucial. It's something that you need to add into your daily practice, because if you do, then you're going to start to feel calmer. You're going to become more proactive as opposed to reactive. You will gain way more clarity. You will have way more insight, and you will be able to make decisions easier because you are slowing down your thought process. You'll be more creative. And this is really important because we are now living in such uncertain times. We are almost living in fight or flight 24/7. Our adrenals are being taxed. Our brains are being taxed. And we are just barely surviving mentally. And being in this state makes life really challenging. It makes it really hard. And I don't know about you, but I become really reactive, which means that we start treating people around us really badly. We're showing up as a person that we don't actually like because we're living in a life of fight or flight. It's survival mode. which makes us feel overwhelmed. We feel worried. Sometimes we feel inadequate. We can also feel worthless. So if this does sound like you, I encourage you to stick around because I'm going to share with you three simple steps on how you can get started. It changed my life, and if it can change my life, it can change yours too. So let's look at some of the benefits of meditation. It can lower blood pressure. It can reduce your stress. You get better sleep. It helps improve emotional regulation. It increases your focus. It enhances your mood. It reduces aggression. It provides greater adaptability, healthier aging process, and a greater sense of empathy and connection with others. Meditation may also help with other symptoms and specific conditions, including depression and anxiety, cardiovascular disease, dementia and Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, insomnia, ADHD, and also chronic pain. I guess the question is, are you looking for happiness in your life? According to Buddha, meditation trains the mind to not dwell in the past or contemplate about the future. It lets the mind settle in the now and allows us to see the beauty of the present. So what I really love about that is that it puts it in perspective. You see, if you're struggling with depression like I was living in the past. Or if you struggle with anxiety, you're focused on the future. I was also highly anxious. So in order for me to recover from my breakdown, I had to stop thinking about the past. I had to stop thinking about the future. And I had to be present. I had to focus more on being in the now. And at first it was scary. At first I didn't understand it. And at first there was a huge amount of resistance from me. I struggled. I really struggled to be able to listen to any form of meditation. So what I didn't know back then was what you resist persists. And what I was resisting was meditation. You see, I wanted to stay stuck in my world. I had these thoughts that were scaring me every single day. And it's hard to say this, but it was familiar to me. And I would much rather stay in the familiar, what we call now our comfort zone, than to try something new and hope that it would work. Can you imagine if I had have learned meditation at high school? I could have started being proactive earlier in life. I could have been calmer in life. I would have been more playful. I would have been more joyful. I would have been more courageous, and I would have been more confident. But instead, I was bitter. I was mad. I was aggressive. I was always frustrated. I was annoyed with everyone and everything. And I was furious that I had allowed myself to be in this position. You see, I was in the blame game. I blamed everyone and everything. It certainly didn't help me at all. In fact, it stopped me growing. It stopped me showing up, and it stopped me being who I could be. I really am grateful that I found meditation, and I stuck with it, because I know that my life would be very different if I didn't have it. So what I want to share with you is an interesting fact that I found out about meditation. It actually leads to neuroplasticity in the brain. Let me tell you what that is. It's the brain's ability to change structurally and functionally, which means you can better control your thoughts and your reactivity. Why is that important? Because I spent most of my life being reactive. And now, through meditation, I get to have better control of my thoughts. I then now become more proactive as opposed to reactive. I no longer struggle with depression. I have normal bouts of anxiety. Anxiety and depression no longer rule my life. This is why I love meditation. You see, I lived nearly 30 years in fight or flight. That meant that I was constantly on edge. I was constantly in attack mode. Can you imagine what that was like for me? I created that reality for myself. And I knew that if I created something like that, I could change it. And by changing my thoughts, by slowing down my thinking, I was able to change who I was. So how can we get you started? Well, I've put together three simple steps. Step one is you need to download an app. Step two is block out some time. And step three is let's set a mini goal. So let's go back to step number one, download an app. Now, why does that matter? Because it's less complicated. It's going to be easy for you to find, and it's also going to give you an opportunity to try various types of meditation. It's going to give you the selection that you need. So have you ever Googled something and before you know it, you're down this big rabbit hole and you've actually wasted an hour of your life and you still didn't find what you were looking for? By downloading a specific meditation app, it's going to stop you going down that rabbit warren. It's going to save you heaps of time. It's in a place that you can access really easily. And guess what? The brain loves simple. It likes repetition. So it will become a habit and your brain will find it every day in a really simple place instead of you spending hours searching for the same thing and never finding it. So some of the benefits of having a meditation app are an enhanced focus and less wandering of the mind, increase in an overall positive emotions, improvement in symptoms of depression and anxiety, lower levels of fatigue, reduced aggression and judgment of others, increased compassion, reduced sense of external pressures, and your self-acceptance improves. That's my favorite one. It's all about you. So how do we download an app? Well, you simply just go onto your app store and you can search meditation app, or the three that I've used are Insight Timer, Headspace, and Calm. Okay, let's move on to step number two, block out some time. So why does that matter? It matters because your brain loves structure. If you want to create a long-term habit or a daily practice, you need to create a routine around it. What are some of the benefits of blocking out your time? It encourages you to reflect on your priorities. It promotes focused deep work. It combats perfectionism and procrastination. It discourages multitasking. It helps you follow through on your goals. You become aware of how you spend your time, and it becomes easier to say no. If you don't block some time in your schedule, then you will keep putting it off. And this is really important because every time you make those little promises to yourself and you don't deliver, you actually make a dent in your armor. What that means is you start to reduce your confidence. Your confidence actually goes down, which leaves you feeling like you've betrayed yourself, and you start to become really resentful about everything you're doing, all the things that you should do, all the things that you know you could be doing. And you start to withdraw from people, which leaves you feeling really frustrated. You may even get aggravated at yourself. I know for me, I get really mad every time I let myself down. So for me, if it's not in my schedule, it's not on my schedule. I schedule everything into my diary. I'm a little bit OCD, actually. Every activity has a different color. Everything is in my diary. My exercise is in my diary. My gratitude is in my diary. My study time is in my diary. My accountability groups are in my diary. My coaching clients are in my diary. My coaching groups are in my diary. My personal training clients are in my diary. My staff meetings are in my diary. Everything is in my diary. The first thing that goes into my diary every single week. So every Sunday I set up my new structure. I prioritize journaling and I prioritize meditation. Those are the two not negotiables. And usually my meditation happens as soon as I hit that snooze button. So I have an alarm and then I do my meditation. True fact, I don't even get out of bed before I do my first meditation. And you see, when I first started meditation, there were so many rules around it. I was overthinking it. Now I just keep it simple. I keep it really simple. I just lie in bed, I start my meditation, and if I miss my meditation, I feel like crap. It's that simple. Some people prefer that you just sit with your legs crossed and your back up against the wall. That's not who I am. I prefer to lie down and do my meditation. In fact, in the middle of the day, if I feel like a meditation, I'm not going to sit in a chair and do it. I go back down to my bed and I do my meditation from bed. One of my favorite quotes that I want to share with you is structure and discipline give you freedom. I don't know about you, but I have a tendency to be distracted by little sparkly things every single day. So I have that quote printed right by my computer so I can see it every day. So it's a reminder for me to keep making sure that everything I want to achieve has the action steps put into my diary. So how do we do this? Well, you need to grab your phone and you need to use whatever diary works best for you. And then you just need to write meditation time and schedule it into a part of your day that you know you can do every single day. You really must keep it simple. Same time every single day. You see, the brain likes routine, and you've got to make sure that you're acknowledging that this is a new task, so your brain is going to do everything in its power to make sure that you don't complete this. So I want you to keep it simple. My recommendation is doing it first thing in the morning or last thing at night. Step number three is set a mini goal for yourself. And why does this matter? Because you don't want to set yourself up to fail. You do not have to be a perfectionist at this. You want to keep it really simple. You don't want to overcommit. Start with just 5 minutes a day. And some of the benefits are, if you keep things bite-sized, it's actually more achievable. It's the little steps that make the big steps possible. You also get a hormone release. Every time you say to yourself you're going to do something and you follow through, you release dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. And these are your happy feeling hormones, which is going to encourage you to do it again. So I'm curious, have you ever set a goal that was so huge it was almost impossible for you to achieve it and it created overwhelm and procrastination? If you have, then I want you to know that it's really normal, because most of us spend our whole life chasing our dreams. We make our dreams so big that they're unachievable, or at least we think they're unachievable. And if you think you can't achieve something, guess what? You won't. And this actually means that we feel disappointed in ourselves. We feel really frustrated. We start criticizing ourselves more, and we start to become more angry. And by breaking your goals down into smaller chunks, it actually gives you the opposite feelings. It makes you feel more confident so that you can do and have more of what you want. You feel more powerful. You feel like you're valued. You're giving back, which gives you the opportunity to live your life by design as opposed to living life by default. I wanted to share with you a quote from one of my mentors, Brendan Burchard. No matter how small you start, start something that really matters. Because to me, looking after your mental well-being really does matter, because you are worth it. I believe everybody should live their best life. So how do we set a mini goal? Well, I want you to go into your app and choose a meditation that's under 10 minutes long. Personally, I would start with a guided meditation, and I'm going to challenge you to do it for the next 7 days. That's right, it's a little mini challenge, setting a little mini goal. So for the next 7 days, this is your home play. I want you to listen to that meditation, and every time you finish, I want you to take your right hand, take it over your left shoulder, and give yourself a big tap on the back. Why? Because that's going to increase those happy hormones that I told you about before, serotonin, oxytocin, and dopamine. So let's just recap on those three simple steps. Number one is download an app. Number two is block out some time. And number three is set a mini goal. I can't wait to hear from you about how your 7-day meditation challenge is going. Send me a private message or comment on this podcast. Or better still, take a photo of your particular meditation that you're loving right now and hashtag me at the Mind Fitness Mentor. Remember, sharing is caring, people. And I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for new meditations. I really strongly encourage you to choose one meditation and to stay with that for the full 7 days. Your brain loves repetition. And I promise you, every time you hear it, you're going to hear something different. So don't put this off. Start today. If not now, then when? And let's be honest, when never comes. So today is the day. Download your app, block out some time, and find that meditation that's going to work for you. Progress over perfection, baby. Always. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or share it on the socials. And don't forget to tag me on hashtag MFM, Mind Fitness Mentor. And if nobody's told you today, remember, you are loved, you matter, and you are more than enough. Remember, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I can't wait to see you then.